The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks.
Because you can't starve us out.
You are tuned in to the Trump phenomenon. Our show's live. I'm James Kelso here in North Dakota. This show brought to you by the American Freedom Party. Our website is theamericanfreedomparty.us. And with us, co-host Paul Fromm in Canada and George in Maryland. Paul, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you so much. And George?
George here too, James. And I think we can safely say that Dianne Feinstein's prediction that Donald Trump would be resigning by the 1st of May is probably not going to happen.
Oh. Yeah. I guess she's going to have to quit as a fortune teller.
Well, folks, we welcome you to join Paul, George, and myself here on this live program. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And I'll make a pledge to you right now. If you call in right now, I will put you on right now. I won't make you wait. So anybody out there who's been frustrated at having to wait, I will make you wait. Not at all. If you call in.
As Trump would say, you will be ignored no longer.
Yeah. So the 800-313-9443, and you'll talk to an RBN engineer who will then alert me to your presence and we'll put you on the air. Donald Trump today was in Kenosha, Wisconsin, as advertised yesterday, and spoke to the Snap-on Tool employees and executives, and that was a great event, and announced yet more initiatives to make America great again. So we'll put that on as something that we can talk about today. There was another in Fresno, yet another radical Muslim terrorist killing white people and proclaiming how much he hates white people.
The American way, James.
And that was something today. Paul, are you in the Okanagan today?
Yes, I am.
Beautiful British Columbia, folks.
British Columbia, yes.
And give us a little perspective on the things you've been doing lately, and maybe your book, maybe what's going on in Okanagan, and things Canadian. We have a Canadian. Lauren Southern has been in the news here in America. She was in Berkeley at the communist riot there in Berkeley. And what a lovely Canadian, Lauren Southern, and really making mincemeat of the communists. And I think she's in the living in Ontario now. And
I guess I think she is.
Well, anyway, let me turn the microphone over to you and give us an update on whatever you wish.
Well, there was an interesting TV, YouTube video taken by Rebel News, and they sent reporters down to the Quebec and I guess it's Vermont border, and they've uncovered an elaborate network of people in the United States and Canada, the illegals, most of them strapping, well-dressed young men of military age from various parts of the Middle East, Syria, Somalia, you name it, are brought to the not too far from the border by a bus. American taxi cabs are organized to collect them. They take them right to the border, only not to a border crossing station, so they can actually cross, 100 yards or 200 yards away from the crossing station, across basically unprotected land. And as soon as they walk into Canada, the RCMP are being alerted, but they don't arrest them. They help them with their luggage and their cabs on the other side to take them to where they will be housed while they make their refugee claim. And because of an anomaly in the law, or I should say a failure in the law, if they cross illegally, they get the right to make a refugee claim. If they cross at the border crossing and say, then what will be said to them normally is, well, look, you are already, your obligation is to make your refugee claim in the first safe country. You're in the safe country. You're in the United States. Make your refugee claim there. Instead, what happens is if they cross illegally, then we say, well, we don't know where they came from. I mean, obviously they came from the United States. They didn't take a pogo jump all the way from Mexico, and they didn't fall out of the sky. But they will now be good for at least 3 or 4 years of Medicare, dental care, welfare, housing, legal aid, maybe even job retraining, English lessons or French lessons. They will be on the gravy train. And this is organized.
And Paul, I mean, isn't it feasible that they could have gotten into their rubber dinghy in Libya and navigated through the Mediterranean, the Straits of Gibraltar, and then come across the North Atlantic landed in somewhere in the Newfoundland? I mean, rubber dinghy?
Border. See, bad as the laws are, we have, thanks to our previous government, what's called a third safe country understanding.
Yeah, so, Paul, I apologize. I'm being obtuse. I apologize. I was just trying to sort of mention the impossibility that anybody could get into Canada any other way than coming through the United States. Yes. I mean, except maybe those Chinese that show up in rust buckets off Vancouver. but this is amazing. Go on. This is there's probably something of a like nature going on right here in North Dakota, happening as well. But go ahead with the narrative on. I mean, this is a tragedy. What can Canada do about this?
Well, the it's a complete failure of will. It's not that we can't do anything, and this is the weather is going to start turning good soon. And when it does, the stream will become a torrent. What it is a complete failure on the part of the Canadian government. The trust fund kid, our prime minister, tweeted when President Trump announced his first executive order about the seven Muslim countries. But he tweeted that Canada was open to refugees regardless of where they came from or their religion. Well, this was a signal to scam artists in the world to head our way. Now the latest is that the government of Chechnya is cracking down on out of the closet homosexuals, and apparently 100 are being arrested. Now, they claim they were put in concentration camps. As a point of fact, they were put in detention. They claim they were beaten. Some were beaten, and then many were released. Three out of 100 have died. One of the three was beaten to death by his own family, because Chechnya is a very conservative and traditionalist area. Well, of course, our media would say homophobic, but they have the conservative morals that was common to most of the world until practically the day before yesterday. So now the big pressure is for Canada, because our government is so LGBTQ, and now they've added a new one, the number two. Not quite sure what that is. I was having trouble with when we got up to Keith.
I can hardly wait.
Two, I think, although I couldn't explain why, means fluid. Like, if you just don't know from one moment to the other what the heck you are, you know, yesterday you were a man. Partway through the night, you thought you were a woman, and you woke up starting, meow, meow, you thought you were a cat. I mean, you're totally mentally messed up. But anyway, our prime minister is very big on these people, so he's now under pressure to open the doors to the Chechens. So we want some Chechen homosexuals. Oh, I shouldn't say we want, but that's the pressure now. So that's the latest. We are the dumping ground for every loser, misfit, and can't make it in his own country type of person in the globe. Not good times.
Well, the engineer says we've got some callers, Paul. Let's see who's on the line here. Let's start out with in Canada, Ramsey. You're on the air, Ramsey, in Canada.
Hello?
Yes, Ramsey. What's can you direct a question maybe to your countryman, Paul Fromm?
Well, see, sir, I just had 2 points. Like, I agree with Mr. Fromm. You see, sir, also we have Indian Sikhs in the parliament those are Indians that wear the turban, because, like, the turban is a big thing in their religion or whatever. So
yeah, the Sikhs.
So see, it's not just like the people who are outside of the government. It's people that are inside the government, and our Prime Minister Trudeau is the biggest joke. He's like a little kid, and you see, he's like a little Barack Obama kind of thing, but yeah, like a lot of people are going to regret that they voted for him. But the thing is that the guy before him was Stephen Harper, and he was his policies were like the same policies as George W. Bush kind of thing.
Ramsey, go ahead. Oh, go ahead, Ramsey.
You see, sir, also, I just want to ask you something. I called in last week, but I waited for like a little while. And then the show ended. You see, sir, you were like, this is after Trump bombed Syria. You see, sir, you said we have to wait for the evidence that Bashar al-Assad or Assad used chemical weapons and so on. But see, sir, it's been proven that he didn't use any chemical weapons. There's no evidence for that. And see, sir, how could you support Trump? And Trump hasn't seen the evidence
of
that yet.
Yeah, well, Ramsey, that's a statement from you. No, there is no proof of anything in that incident. There's no proof. We don't know. We don't know yet. And there's a very limited ability to find out, because that area is not held by any civilized group. So, but yes,
but then, why did you support Trump then in attacking Syria then? If you know there's no proof,
Ramsey,
you shouldn't have done
Ramsey.
That.
Okay, but hang on, Ramsey. Here's what I do know, that our president asked his intelligence services and we have many of them, the biggest and best in the world, what happened? And they told him that Assad was responsible for that chemical attack. Now, he is not, Donald Trump doesn't run his own private intelligence service, so he has to rely on our services. Hang on, Ramsey. And so he acted based on, I'm sure this is what happened. He acted based on that. Now, if they got it wrong, either through incompetence or through falsification, Donald Trump will fix that. And but we don't know, Ramsey, we have your opinion, but that and $1.50 will buy you a cup of coffee. We don't know in that. I mean, Ramsey, but thank you very much for, you know, calling to ask about that. Let's go to another caller, Steve in, is it Indiana, Steve?
Yep. How are you guys?
Good.
Well, listen, I'm pretty livid here about what I heard the past couple days on this network. Mike Ribeiro jumping to Bernie Sanders. He said he'd vote for Bernie Sanders next time around over Trump. And your own fearless leader, John Stadtmiller, totally abandoning Trump and going against them all along when these guys supported them all through the campaign, convinced many of us listeners to go along with it, which I wouldn't matter when I was going.
Steve, love it. Pardon me for interrupting you. I don't want to do a commentary on Mike Rivero's a tremendous hero. John Stadtmiller, also a tremendous hero. You know, with neither of these men here to defend themselves, I don't want to talk about either of them. I'd like to take the conversation somewhere else. My support.
Well, sir, here's the point I was getting to, and it has to do with what Ramsey said. Okay, Trump didn't kill anybody. He bombed an airport with a couple old airplanes on it to send a message.
Yes.
He hasn't started war anywhere else in the world. Okay.
Right.
The guy, for God's sake, hasn't even been in there 90 days. And already people are abandoning a ship that are supposedly on our side.
Well,
I'm trying to figure out what's going
on
here.
Don't. Yeah, but let me, temper your words a little bit. Supposedly on our side. There is no Mike Ribeiro, John Stadtmiller, and really all the other people that, you could mention in this regard are 24 karat gold patriots. It is a phenomenon that I'm not sure exactly what the best remedy for this is, but yes, in less than 100 days, people are being pretty nervous about Donald Trump delivering all sorts of things in that short a time. And I would contend to all these great people and noble friends, I would contend to them that in this short time, these are giddy times. You know, Pat Buchanan has written, we're in uncharted waters now. We sure are. We've never been here before. And it's pretty heady stuff. So I'm willing to forgive anybody, any patriot who, gets nervous about the situation. But I would say Donald Trump has done more in these 100 days than all the presidents of my lifetime put together to bring back America. And the
no doubt.
On the question of war. Well, yeah. Now, again, I don't want to engage in commentary on people that aren't here, especially great folks on this network.
I think we're responsible for what goes on this broadcast, not what other commentators have to say. That's their business, and I have not heard what they had to say. I know the caller has his opinion, but I think it might be fair to talk about what we've said, and I think all of us have been a little troubled by the attack on Syria. I've read a lot of material that suggests they did not use chemical weapons. That the government used chemical weapons. But I think we've got to give the Trump a chance for sure.
And we got a little break coming up here. Steve, hang on. We'll be back with you and other callers right after this break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.
We're back, folks.
There's a man with a gun over there.
And I guess the developing theme here, we got George waiting in the wings with a comment, but we're now on the theme of expectations of the Trump revolution, expectations of Donald Trump himself, and I would say that, folks, put my little comment in here, that when there's no particular harm done in someone hitting the panic button on Donald Trump, if one of the great commentators in America, like Ann Coulter or Laura Ingraham or Pat Buchanan, were to write a column chewing out Donald Trump on this, that, or the other, That's okay. Donald Trump will get that information, and there will be, if Donald Trump did make a mistake, well, there's somebody offering a correction, and that sort of thing is going to happen. Donald Trump is not going to do everything perfectly or satisfy everybody all of the time among the patriot world. But just as an example, well, I'll save my example. George, your comment, please.
Oh, thank you, James. The quick knockout, I wanted to mention that it has been a major accomplishment that Trump, is about to enter May 1st. Well, we were talking, right after the election, in December and January and February, we were frightened to death that the other side would be able to, you know, stick a fork in it and say, we're going to invalidate the election. You had Russians, you had this and this. Charles Schumer said, there's a cloud over Trump. And that's all we talked about night in and night out. And Trump has basically diffused that. You know, now the topic is about a whole lot of other things, whether he threw him a bone or not. But I truly believe that the quick knockout is now no longer possible. They sure wanted it. No, especially invalidating the election, which I think is the ultimate cheap shot. But he's accomplished that. You know, people might not like the way he did it, but that is not where the the main discussion is now. We're no longer talking about you're an invalid president, Mr. President.
Yes, and it is extraordinary. He's done all of that in less than 100 days. Today, he, on his visit to Kenosha, Wisconsin, to the Snap-on facility there in Paul Ryan's district, he unveiled his latest executive order entitled the Buy American, Hire American Executive Order. And I'll just offer this as an Exhibit A in the point I'm making about Donald Trump. Such things have never come from the minds or pens of any Bush or any Clinton or any Obama before, even of any Reagan. And this is a very strong executive order in which Donald Trump brings into question the whole H-1B visa program, which supports a population of 1.8 million visaed workers in the United States, taking jobs away from Americans. And there was an interesting study, which Donald Trump is heeding, by the National Academies of Science, showing that cheap labor, guest worker programs, plus the large inflow of legal immigrants annually transfers roughly $500 billion from American employees over to investors and employers.
Really? Wow, so, I thought things like that never happened, James. It's all beneficial.
Yeah, so that, you know, things that Donald Trump, like as he did today, this is an executive order which is very sweeping, as his orders have been. He says in order to promote, just to summarize, he orders everybody in the executive branch. He names the different secretaries, and then he broadens that all of the people working for him, the entire executive branch, I order you to find ways to hire American and buy American. That's what it boils down to. And
pretty sacrilegious. The vernacular.
Yeah. We'll come back to some more of your calls. And
the libertarians don't like that. Libertarians love Chinese labor. They don't love us.
Well, we'll be back right after this break, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. overnight.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
We're back, folks. You can hear that, the drummer beating out the clickety-clack of the Trump train as it rolls down the track of history. And the yesterday, when we ended the show, we were right in the middle of a great quote from another nationalist akin to Donald Trump, Prime Minister Viktor Orban of Hungary. So I want to just dwell on the beautiful words that he has spoken in the last few days, which has the left all in a twist. He says things like this. Today, we live in a time when international politics is a battlefield. The independence and freedom of European nations are at stake. And at the center of the battlefield is migration. And he's speaking about us, and he's speaking about Canada and Australia as well, every white nation. This is what our future stands or falls on, the fate of Europe. and then add these other white nations. So the question is whether the character of European nations will be determined by the same spirit, civilization, culture, and mentality as in our parents' and grandparents' time, or by something completely different, like the sort of thing that that shooter in Fresno must believe as he guns down white people. And then he says, those calling themselves liberal and left-wing who are supported with the money, power, and networks of international forces, with George Soros at the forefront, claim that taking action against migration is wrong, impractical, and immoral. He says, by contrast, he says, we want to preserve the foundations of Europe. We do not want parallel societies. We do not want population exchanges. Therefore, we are building fences, defending ourselves, and not allowing migrants to flood us. And then here's the commentary. I'm reading this on Breitbart. I'll skip down here. He says, national governance in Hungary is under continuous pressure and attack. The most important thing at stake is whether we will have a parliament and a government that will seek to serve the best interests of the Hungarian people, or a parliament and a government that will seek to serve foreign interests. So Viktor Orban is saying to the Magyars, Hungary first, just as Donald Trump is saying America first. And of course, in Canada, we look for the appearance of a Canada firster, like Paul himself. Paul, of course, is a Canada firster, and we need an Australia firster in every one of our nations. And so here we have Viktor Orban. He's getting the same kind of reaction in Europe that Donald Trump is getting here. But those, patriots are very excited by Viktor Orban. And there you go. He says
there's something else happening in Hungary. Orban and the Hungarian government are trying to put some strict rules on a university that's funded by George Soros, but headed up by a former Liberal Party leader in Canada, from Canada. It's a very, very leftist, New World Order, diversity type of thing, and Orban sees it as subversive, and they're trying to shut it down. And this is, I think, renewed reason for all the defamation being heaped on Orban.
Yes. And Soros is, my goodness, where does he get all this money? But Soros is just flooding the world with money to knock down Donald Trump, knock down Viktor Orban, knock down Marine Le Pen, and knock down the supporters of Brexit in Britain. There's a development there, a piece of news. Prime Minister May has announced she's calling for an election. This is good news. She will get a mandate in this election. She's currently, here's the good news part of it, in the polling, she is leading the Labour Party by 20 percentage points. So wow. She will, so she'll pick up seats in Parliament, and she will get a mandate, since she's never actually been voted upon as Prime Minister. She's never really faced the public. This is a great chance for her to get a mandate from the voters and then proceed with Brexit, having a mandate in hand. So that's good news.
Hey, Theresa May, how about writing off the hate laws off the books?
Hey, that's a good one.
Yes, indeed.
I'm holding my breath, but at least I can say it.
Let me go to our caller board here and see. We lost Andy in Wisconsin. He made a comment. But we do have with us still Bruce in Texas and William in Montana and Tom in Florida. Let's go first to Bruce in Texas.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. Hello. What's on your mind, Bruce?
Yeah. You know that old joke, how you stop a dozen blacks from raping a white woman?
Well, I don't know.
I'm a basketball.
Okay. Hey, well, Bruce, come on.
Hold on.
Come on, Bruce.
How do you stop?
Bruce, we can do better than that.
Okay, yeah, Bruce, we can do better than that. Right now, Will. Listen to me. How do you stop North Korea from launching the plane with nukes? He's on my basketball team.
Okay.
Now, I was wondering
Okay, Bruce, look. We'll let Bruce go. I don't know where he's going to take this, but a pretty bad start.
Me neither.
Let's give William in Montana. William, bring the intellectual level up for us, will you, please?
Good evening, gentlemen. Glad to see both the other guys back. Paul and George, they were missed on Sunday.
Good to hear you, William.
Yep.
And almost 60 degrees in Montana today.
Yes. Not where I am, but but yes. Spring is definitely on its way. I think one of the things that's really important is keeping an eye on this national, security or your national security advisor, especially, and also the composition of that committee. Has been changing. It's quite fluid, and there's been some very strange people that have quasi membership to this thing, and it's all of McMaster, his buddies, and in particular David Petraeus and Bolton.
They make me nervous too.
Yeah, and you know. For those people that don't know who Bolton is, I mean, he was kind of for one thing, he was one of the major authors behind the PNAC, and
he's a Paul Wolfowitz protege,
without a doubt, he's a Paul Wolfowitz protege. Oh, and I wanted to say something. I was listening to NPR. While I was driving.
Oh, you brave soul. National Pinto Radio. I can't take 1 minute of that.
Yeah, it was a short trip, but it was very, very interesting. A couple days ago, they were having their fundraising drive here in Montana, and they were saying that we need your money because we do so much work to get you the facts, to go to the very core, the truth out there, behind the fake news. And then they said, and it takes a lot of money, so we need a lot of money because we have experts working on this, bringing you the finest experts in the field to bring you the facts. And then 2 minutes later, this woman came on, and she said, and to show you what a great job we do at doing this, we have an expert on Middle East history and geopolitics in the Middle East, and I want to welcome to the program Paul Wolfowitz.
Did I? Yes. I didn't mean to call that, but.
Well, now let me give.
Well, this is good. I love the fact that William is having our audience hear that NPR is a pile of excrement. We need to defund that. I'd love to see Donald Trump just say, okay, Corporation Public Broadcasting, you now get zero. See ya.
Well, now, William, let me let's give here a part of the tonic here for Donald Trump.
Okay.
We really, really admire Pat Buchanan. He has a new column out today. War cries drown out America first. And this,
yes.
He touches on all the themes we're talking about today. So let me read a little bit from this column. And but let me just say that the I truly believe that the man who wrote Crippled America, Donald Trump, and who led this amazing effort, Donald Trump is an America firster. And the commentary from folks like Pat Buchanan or anybody else, listeners to this show, saying, you know, urging the president to go this or that way more, or, you know, hit the gas harder. These have an audience. Donald Trump is that receptive audience, and he will, so he will heed things that are said in this column, for instance, by Pat Buchanan. Here's what he says. He says, let's see. I'll skip into this a little bit. And Trump, now this is pretty bleak from Pat Buchanan. And I disagree with Pat Buchanan on how bleak he is here, but I'm reading it to give this view. Trump once seemed, that's a strong word, once seemed to understand how America had been taken to the cleaners during and after the Cold War. While allies supported us diplomatically, they piled up huge trade surpluses at our expense and became virtual free riders off the U.S. defense effort. No nations were more successful at this than South Korea and Japan. Now Xi of China is playing the game and perhaps playing Trump. What is the North Korean problem, he puts in ironic quotes, Beijing will help solve in return for more indulgent consideration on future U.S.-China trade deals? North Korea's nuclear arsenal. As 80% of Pyongyang's trade comes through China, Trump believes that Beijing can force Kim to stop testing new missiles and atomic bombs before he produces an intercontinental ballistic missile that could hit the U.S. But what is to prevent Xi from pocketing Trump's concessions and continuing on the strategic course China has long pursued? For in many ways, Pyongyang's goals parallel China's. I'm going to skip a little bit here. It won't happen, Trump has said, of North Korea's developing an ICBM that could hit the United States. If China is not going to solve North Korea, we will. And by the way, let me just add here, I think Pat's got a wrong premise, and the danger being a missile that could hit Chicago, a missile that could hit Tokyo, a missile that could hit Seoul, that's a big problem. And we don't have to wait for something that could hit Chicago. The threat is upon us, says outgoing Deputy National Security Advisor KT McFarland. This is something President Trump is going to deal with in the first year. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Vice President Mike Pence have declared that our policy of strategic patience with Pyongyang is at an end. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster said Sunday, the U.S. has to take action short of armed conflict so we can avoid the worst in dealing with this unpredictable regime. All of these things, all of these sentiments, I agree with. And let's see here. He says, why are we on the far side of the Pacific still responsible for containing North Korea when two of its neighbors, Russia and China, are nuclear powers, and South Korea and Japan could field nuclear and conventional forces far superior to Kim's? How long into the future will containing militarist dictators in Pyongyang with nuclear missiles be America's primary responsibility? Well, you know, I think Pat's got it wrong there. The
James, you know, yep. One of the things I've been following quite a few, you know, people in South Korea, and one of the movements that's happening in South Korea, they disagree with Trump sending this nuclear task force to North Korea, because one of the things that doesn't get into our press is how much work is being done by the Koreans to reunify their country. And they actually have made some, even though this guy is a nut job who runs the country, North Korea, they have had a substantive movement in the last year of laying the foundation of reunifying both Koreas. Now it sounds one of the men that has been doing this for like 18 years said today that this is just given that guy in the north something to point the finger at and become more powerful over his country by saying, they're coming for us. They're attacking us. That's why you need to give me more and more power. And so some people in South Korea say that this is a provocative move and a move that could have been better served by diplomatic, maneuvering and not bringing a task force off of their coast. And they said, well, yes?
Well, William, I'll tell you what. If I select every night in Seoul, Korea, I would having a complete madman with capable ballistic missiles minutes away from my bedroom. We'll talk about this right after this break. Stay tuned.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Already knows where I stand. And I'm for the Bible, and I'm for the flag, and I'm for the working man. You know, hey, I'm just one of many.
We're back, folks. And Donald Trump today was stumping for the working man at the Snap-on facility in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The let's see, we William, you were talking. Oh, I was making my own thought here. The president of the United States, you know, part of, you know, Donald Trump has spoken of this, the civilized world. He's used completely politically incorrect phrases like the civilized world. You're not allowed to say that because, you know, what is the implication of that? That there's an uncivilized world. And there is indeed an uncivilized world. And part of it's in North Korea. The libertarian ideal of just living, letting others go and, you know, living our own life. And, you know, that's nice. But who's going to uphold the ideals and the things that we've created in this civilized world that we've built? If I were, you know, a citizen of Seoul, you know, you talk about some Koreans, South Koreans who, you know, they're sorry to see the Carl Vinson pull into their waters. I would be absolutely delighted because you have an absolutely insane killer. I mean, that's a given. There's no question. He's killed in the last month. He's killed two members of his own family, including his older half brother, by murderous assassination techniques, rubbing poison gas in his face, poison chemical in his face, and causing him to have a heart attack. This is someone who would do that. Would he be willing to kill everybody in Seoul? Would he be willing to kill a million people in Tokyo? Yes, he would. And so you can't, you know, somebody has to stand up to this guy. And Pat Buchanan in his column saying, well, the Japanese could do that or the South Koreans. Well, not really. Not really. You need the big Irish cop to stand up to the punk in your neighborhood. And the only big Irish cop on the block is Donald Trump. Go ahead, William.
But Donald Trump said, I was elected president. I'm not the policeman of the world. I mean, if you're putting our military might and pushing it in every country in the world because somebody is being nasty to somebody else, you really are really going, you know, where is America first? And I think
yes,
that's what Buchanan's position is. America first. We cannot, you know, the best people to police Korea, North and South, are the people who are adjacent. And this idea that America is the only one that can bring this
Wait a minute. The crazy red communists? Or, you know, no, I'm going to disagree with that thought.
No, Japan is not no crazy communist, and they have voiced apprehension about this nuclear task force.
And they have zero military ability to deal with it. But let's talk about this right. Oh, you know what? We've run out of time, William. We're going to have to pick it up. We'll pick it up right where we left off. We'll pick it up tomorrow night. Okay?
You'll do it. Yeah, I've got some other interesting things to say.
Okay. All right.
Hey, thank you guys for being there. Bye-bye.
All right. We'll catch you all.
Well done, William.
See y'all.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.